this week in AI, whoa, felt like riding a rocket, you know? Stuff happening left and right, Google, OpenAI, everybody's making big moves.
Yeah.
And AI is getting
daily something
closer to us, but also more powerful, kind of freaky, kind of cool, right? So, ready to dive into all this.
Absolutely. The speed of everything happening is what's so fascinating. It touches everything tech these days.
It's true. And what struck me was, like, how companies want AI to be more human. Like, remember the old days? AI was just text on a screen, right?
Right.
But Google's Notebook LM, this week, it can turn your research notes into a whole podcast.
Wow. That shows how they're realizing we need AI to be more natural, easy to use.
Yeah, because who wants to talk to a robot?
And audio. We use that every day, so it fits. Bringing that into AI.
Exactly. And OpenAI is not just giving ChatGPT a voice. It's got emotional tones now. So, like, imagine instead of that flat robot voice.
Oh, wow.
It could sound, like, genuinely human.
See, that's amazing, but it makes you wonder, how okay are we with tech that can copy human feelings that well?
It's like that uncanny valley thing, impressive, but also kind of creepy.
Exactly.
But creepy in a cool way, maybe. Anyway, gotta mention Meta. They're all metaverse, yeah. But they dropped this Llama 3.2 thing, all about being efficient working on your phone, even.
That's big, and for a few reasons. First, imagine your phone could have super powerful AI running right there, no need for giant data centers.
Wait, so like our phones become AI brains?
Potentially, yeah. Which means faster and maybe good for privacy too. Second, knowing Meta. This is them prepping for their whole AR/VR world, right? Imagine those headsets, but the AI is super smooth built in.
Whoa, that'd be something else. Yeah. Okay, so we've got Google OpenAI going for human-like AI. Meta's making it portable, but elephant in the room time. This stuff's expensive. Google cut their Gemini token prices, like an ALF.
50%. Huge.
Huge is right. Developers love that because those tokens, they're like...
Think of them like digital coins you need to talk to the AI. Every word, every comma eats up tokens.
So Google's basically making it cheaper to chat with their AI.
Exactly. And for developers, that's huge. More power to do more without breaking the bank, like getting all the cool car features, but at a discount.
Love that. So Google's AI is becoming more accessible. Maybe we'll see a boon in what people do with it. But then OpenAI, they're like, hold my beer. They're doubling the price of ChatGPT by like 2029.
Yeah, by 2029, that's the plan.
So is AI getting cheaper or more exclusive? It's like two opposite directions at once.
It's the big question, right? This tech, it needs huge resources to run, so they need to make money. But if only a few can afford the good AI, what happens then?
Big questions, for sure. Speaking of tricky, remember Microsoft's recall thing? That tool could basically see your whole screen, even screenshots. People were freaking out.
Yeah, the privacy nightmare. It caused a stir.
Well, guess what? It's back. They say it's opt-in now, but still makes you think, all this data they're gathering, what's it really for?
It shows, right? Just because we can collect tons of data with AI doesn't mean we should, not without being careful.
Right. Ethics matter, not just what's technically possible. Okay, but shifting gears. From ethics to, like, sci-fi stuff, Google's using AI to design actual computer chips now.
Alpha chip, it's wild. It uses this thing, reinforcement learning. Basically, the AI plays around with designs, millions of them, until it finds the best one way better than humans can.
Wait, so AI is designing the brains of our computers?
It is, and it's crazy good at it. Faster chips, use less power, the works. It's a peek into the future. AI won't just help us. It'll design stuff, maybe whole cities someday.
Okay, both cool and scary at the same time.
Definitely.
But hey, while we're pondering the robot overlords, Meta's bringing AI to your social media big time.
Yep, they're adding AI image making. And these personalized posts, basically the algorithm decides what pictures and text you see based on what you like.
So even more curated feeds. I mean, less spam is nice, but are we going to end up in these bubbles only seeing what the AI thinks we want?
That's the worry, right? Personalized can be good. We got to watch out. Algorithms can control what we see, maybe hide different viewpoints and stuff.
Like too much of a good thing can be bad. But speaking of too much, if anyone's feeling AI overload, we got you. We've got articles, research, all that, if you want to dive deeper.
Yeah, think of it as your AI study guide. We even compare different models, like how ChatGPT stacks up against Claude 3.5 for coding, which is better, all that.
Head-to-head AI battles.
Uh-huh.
And for the hardcore nerds out there, we dug deep into some seriously next-level research papers.
The kind that'll make your brain do backflips, if you're into that.
Totally. Okay, so first up, TIMO, the billion-scale forecasting machine. Even the name sounds, like, intense.
Right. This one's all about predictions, but huge e-scale, think weather patterns, the stock market, even like traffic in a whole city, and it's scarily accurate.
So it's a crystal ball, but with like algorithms and data instead of magic?
Pretty much. The MOE part, that's mixture of experts. Basically, it breaks a big problem into little ones so the AI can handle it better.
Divide and conquer, classic.
Yeah.
What else we got in the research pile?
Hello, Bench. LLMs and long text gen. That's a mouthful. It's diving into these large language models, the ones that write like humans, but specifically how well they do long stuff like articles, stories.
So AI is grading AI's writing now. Right. Meta.
Totally. And it's important because if we're going to use AI for content, marketing, whatever, it can't just be a couple sentences. It's going to be good quality, right?
Makes sense. Last one, and no offense, but Lotus. Semantics over tables sounds kind of boring compared to, you know, predicting the future.
Yeah, the title's not as exciting. I'll give you that. But to T, this is big for anyone who uses data, which, let's be real, is everyone these days. It's about teaching AI to understand data tables, not just see numbers.
So, like, instead of just seeing a spreadsheet, it gets what it all means, like connecting the dots.
Exactly. Huge for finance, healthcare, all that. Imagine AI finds patterns in data that lead to new drugs, better treatments, all because it gets the context.
Okay, so this week, we've gone from talking AI to AI designing chips to AI that writes better than some people I know.
It is, and we're barely scratching the surface. AI is changing so fast, like it or not, it's shaping our world.
So for everyone listening feeling a little overwhelmed, what should they take away from all this?
Don't tune it out. Stay curious. Learn what you can. Because AI is powerful. But like any tool, it can be used in good ways or bad.
We get to decide how this plays out, right?
Exactly. It's not about being scared of the future. It's about understanding it so we can build the future W1.
Oh, that. Well said.
Yeah.
And on that note, we're wrapping up this deep dive into the wild world of AI. Hope you learned something or at least had your mind blown a little.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Until next time, keep exploring and stay curious.